It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And it's Friday. That must mean Chris Versailles, corner of Wall and Main. And in today's Washington Times, you'll see his piece entitled Picking Stocks in a Queasy Market. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Andy. How are you?
Doing just fine. A queasy market is probably, that's a good way to put it right now, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Particularly if we look from April on, when we've really started to get the rash of economic data that has pointed to not just a slower job creation in the United States, slower economic growth as well, but also, too, that's really when we started to see things, I don't want to say pick up, but really come to the forefront, if you will, regarding Europe as well as a slowing China. So, periods of slowing growth can be challenging.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Europe. Not only is Greece a problem now, we see Spain losing another notch in its credit rating, unemployment at 25% there. That does kind of, that kind of raises an eyebrow over here, doesn't it?
More than one, I would say, yeah. And it really begs the question as to what's going to happen, as this, contagion spreads. You pointed out we started off with Greece, and we're still dealing with that as to wondering what's going to happen. And we have a few weeks until the new Greece elections, so we'll stay tuned on that. But you mentioned Spain. We're hearing rumblings about Italy now. We're seeing economic data also in the UK and Germany contract. So there's a number of things to be concerned about over there.
Yes, and I wonder in your column it says a growing sense of unease in the investment community.
Well, that's being a little glib, I'll admit. But when you see something like what happened today, for example, McDonald's comes out with their quarterly numbers, and they say that, guess what? Numbers in May, weaker than expected. Guess why? Europe.
Interesting, yeah. All right, bearish versus bullish markets.
Mm-hmm.
Explain what we normally live in.
Well, it really depends on where we are in the economic cycle, but generally speaking, investors tend to have a bullish or positive outlook on the market. When things start to, get bad, and by that I mean economic data like we've had of late, you tend to see bearish perspectives come up, and in there people think that the market should trade down, not up.
Okay. So how do you quell the jitters in the stock market right now?
Well, there's good economic data would be a great way to do it, but I don't think we're going to get that. So near term, the question would become, how can we put the job creation engine back on track here in the United States? And I think that more people employed is more people who can spend, who can kind of jumpstart the economy. Now, the question is, how do we get that job creation going again? And I think the one thing that we could do is remove a lot of the uncertainty that's out there. Now, obviously, there's some uncertainty as to what's going to happen in Europe, but if we look at home, meaning the U.S., there's no shortage of uncertainty either, and by that I mean whether or not Obamacare will stay or not. Is there tax reform or not? Is what's going to happen with the presidential election? Is the debt ceiling going to go higher? Oh, yeah, and what about that pesky fiscal cliff at the end of the year? So to the extent that we can get D.C. to actually work and get some things done to address these issues, companies will have greater visibility, and they can actually go about planning for the next 1, 2, 3 years.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was watching the presidential press conference about 11 o'clock this morning. He came out and claimed that the private sector is okay. Then he says we need more jobs in the public sector. What kind of message does that send to companies, corporations operating across America, or for that matter, around the world?
Well, it's funny. I listened to the same press conference, and The quote that actually caught me off guard was where the president was talking about how good job creation has been. And I sat back and I pulled the data up immediately. But if you go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics website, a government institution, you'll see that job growth has slowed tremendously since December. So I'm not really sure where the president's looking. I don't think he's looking at the same data the rest of us are, to be honest with you.
I'll tell you where he's looking. He's looking at November. That's where.
No, he probably is. And I'm sure there's a lot of spin going on, no doubt.
Yeah.
But he touts these numbers, and the reality is that those were earlier on in the recovery. Of late, whether or not we just want to talk about the unemployment data, the job creation data, GDP, or any other economic indicators, the reality is that we've, for the third year in a row, hit what will be a summer swoon.
People yanking their money out of the market right now?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, on, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, people are going to sit back. And you have to remember, too, Andy, you know, people got clobbered 2-3 years ago in the market.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're very hesitant to come back in. And I think what we're seeing is people have learned, uh-oh, I'm not sure what's going to happen. A lot of things could happen. Better to, you know, pull my cash out and hang on to what I have now.
Yeah. All right, so what are they doing with it? If you put it in a bank, you make next to nothing. Is there something else you can do with it that, you know, is safe and secure?
Well, you know, by default, I'm an equity guy, which meaning that I always like stocks. Some people are, you know, bond people, so on
right.
and so forth. What I've been talking about and writing about is, and it's in the column today, as a matter of fact, is that people should be looking for quality companies that are paying high dividends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can collect the dividend income. That's always a good thing. But dividends also provide a cushion on the downside. Should the market come in for a little tumble, people will look to, you know, high quality, high dividend paying names. So, you know, some of the names that people will look into are, you know, those same old tobacco stocks we talked about last week. You know,
right.
They're paying almost 6% dividend yields. That's fantastic. Another area is REITs or real estate investment trusts. You know, these companies have to pay out 90% of their earnings in the form of dividends. And, you know, there are certain REITs that I think are well positioned, you know, like a Digital Realty Trust that's benefiting from the boom in data center creation. And they pay out a pretty decent dividend between 4 and 5%. So there's a number of them, I think well over 200 REITs in total. You just have to be a little careful in selecting ones that are...
I was going to ask you about that. Obviously, there would be good ones and bad ones. How do you know the difference?
Well, there's usually two ways. One is you don't want to fall for these ridiculous dividend yields. And that, you know, can be calculated. You simply calculate the dividend divided by the stock price. But there's some out there, 11, 12, 13%. So you have to scratch your head and say, well, gee, what's going on with the underlying business that they're paying so much?
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is when you get that high, it usually is a flag that says that the underlying business is not doing well. And one great example is Radio Shack. 11% yield, but the business is just, it's getting decimated.
Huh. That's very interesting. So, you know, obviously you got to do a little research, a little homework here. You got to make sure the business is a solid one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely right.
Yep. All right, Chris, always good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you very much. Folks, if you haven't checked it out yet, it's in today's Washington Times, Picking Stocks in a Queasy Market. It's by Chris Versailles. And you can get in touch with Chris at chrisversailles.com. That's V-E-R-S-A-C-E. Chris, thank you very much.
Have a great weekend, Andy. Thank you.
You too. 4:56, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.